Welcome back to Diary of a Reality Competition Podcast Contestant. I'm Alex Albisu, in for Brian Ibbett, getting to know the contestants of Season 2 a little better. Today, we're talking to the Jen. Here we go. I've gotten to know the Jen over the past year or so when we originally met at TMS Vegas. We were in the Overpants tournament together, and then she invited me to be on her show. She was a listener of season one of this show, and that was a lot of fun. I've had her on Joystick and Mouse, and it's been really great getting to know her. She's a great human being, and I was definitely bummed to see her go from this show, but we really take some time to reflect on everything that she got out of her experience here on America's Next Top Podcaster. We talk about how she is taking lessons learned from this podcast and taking them into her own show. We also talk about what it was like receiving feedback from jury and how she has nothing but positive expectations coming out of this show and for her future as a podcaster. Here's my conversation with Jennifer Lee. Hello, Jennifer Lee, also known as The Jen, not just a Jen, but The Jen. How are you doing?
Hey. good, thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry to see you go from this show. Oh, it breaks my heart a little bit, but it sounds like this was a very fruitful experience for you. So, how are you feeling on the other end of all this?
You know, a part of me is, obviously you're a little bummed, right? Like you put in all this effort. Of course, I'm talking to somebody who knows better than anybody, how you can go as far as possible and then not win.
Yep. thanks for reminding me. I only just got over it, so that's fine.
No. So it's hard because you're like, oh, man. And the hardest part for me is that I've had like community members, people that I'm friends with, especially Diamond Club community members that have been like, oh, no one can beat you. You're doing such a great job. And then I'm like, oh.
I know.
Darn it. I feel like I let them down a little bit, but no, I've gotten a lot out of it. It was a really, I don't regret doing it at all. It was 2 months of the hardest I've ever worked on podcasting in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's part of it too, right? Like you've got all this time now left, you know, to do other things. What's it like kind of getting back to the normal grind of your own podcast and all that sort of stuff?
I've tried to salve it by joining the wild cards. So that helped. We spent probably like 2.5 hours the other day just working on an episode. And so it gives us something to do that's kind of related. And actually, that was really reassuring, too, because I got to talk to some of the other eliminated contestants and especially Drew. Drew was on my team since the beginning and he was the first to go home. And I felt like he was one of the strongest people in the mix. And I was shocked that he was the first person to go home. So it was really fun to work with him again.
Yeah, no, it is really cool to see what you guys have been doing kind of in the off time that you guys, you know, have been off the show here. You guys have actually put together some really fun stuff. So people listening, if you haven't been paying attention to the wild cards, go listen to it. It's really entertaining. So I'm glad to hear that you're still in the mix. You're still such a valuable member of this community and it's fun to still see you engaged. Let's talk a little bit about your actual submission for this past week. There's one point where, you know, jury mentioned that you, it was the cardinal sin of a new show. You didn't have an answer to something. What was it like kind of hearing a little bit of that feedback and how are you taking some of that feedback now into your own shows?
So I actually plan on making the show. So this is a real thing for me. The concept was something that I had thought about doing before, especially with Justin, of all people, doing a daily show. It made me realize that I could do a 15-minute in and out kind of show and have something that's kind of quick. And so it gave me a chance to basically float an idea in front of, several judges. Well, and all of them have so much experience that getting that feedback was really helpful. I may not agree with all of it. I think that sometimes it's a little bit hard because Justin's my friend.
Yeah.
And so I think him knowing as much of my personality in general makes it a little bit harder for him, I think, to kind of judge my personality in a podcast format. But he is right. I held back a lot on kind of the crazy, the Jen-ness a little bit. And I also, if I tried to straddle that line between being professional and being, not that you can't be professional and have personality, but being a little crazy versus being a little bit more button up. Yeah. And that was just, I think, a little too much on that one side. And yeah, I mean, I don't think every news person has to know everything, but I wanted it to be accessible. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I owned more Xboxes than I did PlayStations. So I didn't have a freaking clue. I didn't own a console until I was 19 years old and I was in college and I bought my own. So I am not a console gamer. So
yeah,
that is definitely something that is, you know, not in my repertoire, but it was in David's. And so I guess I kind of thought that was kind of the that was the nice thing about having two people, right? It's just going to throw one off the other. But
yeah, I mean, but here you are. And I think that feedback, it's interesting, just the dynamic between you and Justin, just knowing your all's relationship. You guys are friends. You guys have known each other for a while, and you've been following some of his work for a while. And I think, you know, kind of outside looking in, you're held to a certain expectation in his eyes, I'm sure, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's very clear that his expectations for me are very high, which honestly, like, the one thing I took out of this, which sounds a little egotistical to say, is I didn't realize how good of a podcaster I actually was until I went through this. And again, sounds a little egotistical, but I really put myself out there in a way I haven't before. And I learned a lot, and I feel even more empowered to go do more things.
I am very happy to hear you say that, because you know, you've always stuck out as somebody who's just very much a natural at this. And you know, you and I have been on a couple of shows together. I was on your show, you're on my show, on one of my shows. And so I think that I'm glad to hear that you are taking more out of it as seeing the potential that you have and learning and continuing to improve, because there's nowhere to go but up. You know, I think that you're already pretty high up in that regard, and you now have some additional opportunity there. So that's really great to hear. Now, you know, you had mentioned you listened to a bit of season one there. Now you're in season two. How did it feel on the other end of the microphone?
I have never worked so hard on something to have it just destroyed on a Monday night. My only day of solace is literally Sundays. After we've turned it in, I have this like 24 hours between the middle of the day of Sunday when we turn it in and the middle of the day of Monday before I start, because anxiety starts around like noon on Monday. And then it just builds. And it's funny because when you're doing this, I think a lot of people don't realize that we are working with people we barely know. And we're putting in all this effort, and you're trying to get multiple people who didn't choose to be creative together to be creative together, which is an intimate and complex task. I mean, it's tough.
It is.
But it's also really fun, and you learn a lot because it makes you do things you don't normally do to push yourself out of your comfort zone. But yeah, it's high stress, man. It was... as soon as that anxiety starts to build on Monday, and then you get into the judging and you're like, okay, judge who noticed this thing over here and that thing over there. It's like, oh, those were like three or four decisions I didn't know we needed to make, but yet, or we didn't think about, right? But we did think about the other 1.8 million things, mm-hmm. but it's cool. mm-hmm.
How'd you feel taking the feedback in general? You know, not just from jury, but from the others.
You know, I've always considered myself to be incredibly coachable as a person. I take that from my workplace. I've worked in call centers for a long time in sales. And one of the things that I've always lived by is, you know, don't reinvent the wheel. If somebody is doing something better and it works, or there's a better way to do something that's going to accomplish a better goal, then sure, give me the feedback. I mean, sometimes it's a little hard to hear when you're like, oh, come on, it's creative, it's comedy week. Yeah. Come on, you know.
Yeah.
But
well, especially something so soulful, like an art that you put your, you know, your soul into there. The podcasting for me is like that. It's hard hearing some of that feedback, but I'm glad to hear that you feel you're coachable, because I think that's a big part of it, right? There is a lot of technicality that comes into an art form like podcasting when you're able to take what you've learned and listen to it, process it, and then apply it. That's incredibly helpful. So I'm glad to hear that you're coachable.
Oh, yeah. And I think if nothing else, all of my shows and shows I will make going forward are going to benefit from this experience. And yeah. I've also made some really cool friends and hung out with people that I am definitely gonna, you know, like do stuff with, make projects with. I feel like I'm part of an elite club of ANTP contestants.
Love it. No, I love it. And actually, that's a great segue into the next question I was going to ask. Like, what are your aspirations as a podcaster?
I definitely want to do, even if it's not literally 5 days a week, I definitely want to make a video game daily news show. I want it to be light. I want it to have, not to steal from Jury, but, you know, he has a great format that I appreciate. And doing a check-in multiple days a week on news could be really fun. And I want to do something short and sweet. So I'm definitely planning on doing that. I have a lot of effort going into what couldn't have been a storytelling podcast. Those of you that remember the bunker concept from episode one that we didn't go with. Drew and I, after having so much fun doing Courts Courthouse week two and then doing the cat episode, which, by the way, I haven't stopped hearing from people that are like, the judges were wrong. Which, you know, of course, I mean, it's comedy. It's subjective. I think the other team did a great job, too. But it is reassuring when people are like, you did such a good job on that. And I'm like, yes, good. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have something planned that we'd like to put it together and have that be just a fun project. So I'm going to do some of that. I also, you know, I continue to do Geek Grills, and I think we've been doing it for 3.5 years, and this has really opened my eyes a little bit and said, okay, how can we shake this up? We've had the same format for probably about 3.5 years. So maybe... mm-hmm. Maybe there's some opportunity to shake it up and really kind of take our show to the next level. And you know, and yeah, a lot of stuff on deck. Honestly, I have a lot of ideas and I got to try a lot of things, and now I want to go and capitalize on that and make some new shows.
Love it. I love it. Now, I like to end the conversation with a simple yet profound question. What was your biggest surprise coming out of this season of America's Next Top Podcaster?
This is not my real answer. This is my initial answer. That Brian would make us be a 4-versus-2 team multiple times. That's just rude.
Would that have? I was like, wait, you're not gonna even them out? Oh, okay.
So rough. Because again, I love all my team members. Like, it's not even that at all. It's just that it's like there's so many moving parts when you have four people.
Yep.
And there is something. There is a benefit to having the smaller team. I mean, look at it. The smaller team wins almost every single week. And so yeah, that was shocking to me. But no, surprisingly, oh my gosh. Man, that's such a tough question. You know, I was surprised by so many things. I was surprised that I had I didn't even know I had skill sets I didn't know I had. I didn't realize how good I am at just improvising things, but also able to handle things that are a little bit more scripted. I've always been like, no scripts ever. Scripts are the worst. And I think that some of my podcasting could benefit from a little bit more of that structure. And that shocked me a little bit.
Yeah.
That I could actually read things from a script and have it not necessarily sound like it's coming from a script. So yeah, I know, I guess I was surprised by how much more I could be doing with my podcasting. And that's just, again, just another reward of doing the show.
Love it. Well, I love it, the Jen. Thank you very much for sharing more about, you know, your experiences here on this show. Now let's do that thing that that everybody likes to do. Give you an opportunity to pimp your stuff. You've already mentioned your show perhaps a couple times, but why don't you remind people where they can reach you and check out your stuff?
Yeah, so probably the easiest way is at the Jen Says on Twitter, because any projects that I put, I definitely will be putting up there. I also do a show with two other lovely ladies called Geek Grills. That's G-R-I-L-L-S, by the way. You can find us at geekgrills.com or any of the podcatchers that you have. And then, yeah, look out soon for some of the other projects coming up. When I do stream, I've been in the process of this show and moving, so it's been a little light on streams. But normally I'm streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/thegen.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you again for taking the time to chat. And everybody look out. Watch out for all the stuff that the Jen's coming out with. Thank you again, Jen. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much, Alex. This was great.
Thank you again to the Jen for sharing a bit more about your experience on the show. I thought it was a really fun conversation. People at home, if you're not following her, go do so. Go check out her projects. They're a lot of fun. If you'd like to reach us, you can email toppodcaster@gmail.com. And as a reminder, we have a new Patreon that is set up. If you head over to patreon.com/toppodcaster, you can check out all the rewards there and learn how you can support this show. This has been Alex Alvisu filling in for Brian Ibbett on America's Next Top Podcaster, the special Diary of a Reality Competition podcasting contestant segment. We'll see you next time.